And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, is this next story from the Daily Mail?
It sure is.
Release the chickens!
Now, we know emojis. Oh, wait, we release the chickens because Daily Mail articles are written on the back of a bunch of chickens, basically. And when you release them, you're like, what the hell?
Now, how do I recount this story?
And you know how hard it is for me to follow a story when it's written well.
Yeah, strap yourselves in, guys. Everybody grab a chicken. We'll try and work out what's going on.
Sometimes there's pictures that aren't related to the article and we're like, what are we doing? Is this part of the article or am I in another place in space and time? Who knows? Let's read on together.
Do you want me to keep the chicken dance going or should I stop it?
I don't know. You decide. now, you know emojis, right?
Yeah.
With the kids and that, you know, whatever. They mean stuff. Like, you know, we grew up in, we knew what an eggplant was. We knew what that meant.
Hmm.
But then, you know, if you use a crying, laughing face emoji, that's considered very cringe now.
Mm.
It's all about the skeleton because, like, you've killed me with being so
dead.
Funny. I'm dead, right? Well, Tinder Australia have now revealed the top 10.
Well, I feel like Tinder emojis are a different thing to texting emojis.
Yes. Okay. So these are the fasting growing emojis of the year.
Okay.
Okay. So their year in swipe, you were chatting about that the other day,
mm-hmm.
and now they're like, okay, this is the emoji of the year for them. It is the blue square with a white letter P.
What? Oh, like a navy blue?
Like a navy blue
so
with a white
like a,
letter P.
Like a almost like a Subway sort of.
Yeah, Subway. It looks like P plates, right?
Yeah.
But a blue version. The parking symbol.
They? P, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right? And it's been repurposed by singles, that's the one,
mm-hmm.
to represent pushing positivity and was most used this year.
Oh.
Members turn to this emoji to let the world and their matches know positivity and keeping it real is exactly what they're looking for. So they're pushing P. No, that's not a match.
So as if dating in 2022 couldn't be any sadder.
I know. And it's just like, I'm pushing P.
I'm pushing positivity.
I'm here for positivity. No toxic things here.
No, but I need to show you that with a blue P emoji.
Weird. Anyway. Second is the heart that's got the bandages around it.
Interesting that you went from one down rather than like, okay, the fifth most popular and then.
No, I don't do it like you. I like to mix it up. Because these just get, they start really bad and then they get really bad.
Okay.
All right. So the red bandage heart means heartbroken or where is the love?
That's the Joel Selwood heart.
Where
looks
is
like
love?
His head.
Red flag, we all know that. I mean, that's pretty well known.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They've put this in an example here just for those that don't know. Is breakfast for dinner a red flag?
Breakfast for dinner? What?
Is breakfast for dinner a
sorry,
red flag?
So, yeah, sorry, you know I thought you were talking about a new emoji.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Like,
yeah,
okay, in dating. Like, we're going on a date and the guy's like, here, have some rice bubbles.
Have a bowl of Sultana brand.
Which
no,
I
that's
love
fine.
That.
I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, Carly loves it too.
Aussies around the world are repping their roots as travel hopped into the top 10 interests, okay? So people are putting Aussie made with a kangaroo emoji.
Oh, God. Put a Southern Cross
no.
sticker on your rear view, bloody, on your back window of your car. Why don't you?
This is the thing that I feel you in particular did so much better at.
Okay, cool. Gaslighting?
There's a gaslighting emoji.
Yes, what
right?
one is it?
We didn't know about.
What did they go with?
They went with the fog tile. It's just a tile of grey and white fog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Fog or clouds. Like, oh, you're gaslight. Hang on a minute.
Man.
You had the most amazing emoji, that gas plate with the heat
it's
coming
off. It's a gas hot plate. Yeah.
Dude, I have to give credit where it's due,
yeah.
all right? I was taken aback.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was impressed.
Yeah.
All the emotions.
Yeah.
I've been looking at my emotions wheel, you know? That was so good.
Mm.
If you're using clouds, kids, try
no.
the actual gaslighter emoji.
That's right. Come to Papa Tom. I will show you.
No, that's
wait
terrible.
Till you see my pink D emoji. It's
what?
That's the new one for next year.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
So you'll remember a couple of weekends ago, I went up to Footscray and sort of had some craft beers, an afternoon of craft beer delights
yes.
with former co-host of this show. And it was all going so well until I got home and I realised I didn't have my wallet with me.
Yeah, you lost your wallet.
On the train. See, that's what happens if you catch the train.
Yeah. And what happens if you have a few, just a couple of beers?
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't sideways and I was really annoyed. Like, yeah. if I had written myself off, then I would have understood how I didn't have, you know, my wits about me or my pants. But yeah. I felt like I was pretty well put together. I just got up on the train and was like, where's me bloody wallet? Anyway, I've had to go through, cancel everything, replace everything.
That's fun.
Yeah, so much fun. And I've finally gotten my new driver's license. That was the one thing that took the longest to arrive.
Well, that's because everyone's trying to get one.
True. Bank cards came very quickly. So this is the new style driver's license for Victoria that has the card number as well as the license number because of the whole Optus hacking thing.
Oh, so there's two ways now to...
Two-stage authentication.
Oh, very cool. Your photo's really nice, by the way.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You look really good in that photo.
Ah, well, it's like 10 years old, so...
Oh, that explains.
Not quite 10, 8 years old. Anyway, so I'm due for a new photo soon, actually. But it's got a couple of things that I've noticed. So when it came with the letter, it said you must carry your license with you at all times. And my understanding with driver's licenses was that, yes, you're supposed to, but if you don't, you've got like 24 hours to then show up at a police station.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's all speculation, urban myth, possibly.
Yeah.
But that was my understanding of the situation. 5223 2955 if you can confirm or deny that. But also... Oh, look, it's got like embossed my date of birth in it as well.
Ah, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But the license expiry has...
Don't give away your bloody details.
The date of my expiry, but in brackets after it, it's got an A. A. So I was like, what does that mean?
That means alcohol interlocked, doesn't
it? No, it doesn't mean an alcohol interlocked.
So when I... No, that's all right.
But also the card number starts with a P and then the A... And so I was like, oh, hang on a sec. Have I got have I got like a zero alcohol sort of restriction on my license? Because that happens,
you've got
right?
Alcohol interlock.
So when people I had lots of mates that would move to Darwin when I was living there, and you get an NT license coming from, you know, Queensland or New South Wales or Victoria, wherever.
Yeah.
And the default thing is a zero alcohol thing. You have to request and have approved to be able to, when you get a new, and so I was like, oh my God, if they've put a zero blood alcohol thing on my, I can't drive anywhere ever.
Yeah, yeah. Drink responsibly.
Obviously,
0.05. Yeah.
Within reason. Turns out it's not.
Okay, what is it?
It just means it's a duplicate. So if I got another one.
Oh, okay.
That would
it'd have a B.
It'd be a B, and so I can't, like, give them out to all my 17-year-old mates.
Okay, good.
My bold, aging-looking 17-year-old mates.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Are you following Dumois on Instagram?
No, I like to let you bring that content to
really?
Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dumois, or Dukes Moy, as people have called it in the past, is a Insta account from the US. No one knows who's behind it, but basically people will say, anonymous, please, right?
Yeah.
So you might say, hey, anonymous, I saw Tom from K-Rock in KFC. And this is what he bought himself, right? And then they'll post that stuff. So you got to take everything with a grain of salt. But a lot of the gossip that comes out of there turns out to be real.
Okay,
and they get it first. They break it first. They, this week, asked everyone, hey, let's talk about the weird things that A-listers eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people that work with A-listers. They get their run sheets and all this type of stuff. So
hello, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, yeah, what does she eat?
Goop.
One grape, please. Sliced thinly. So there's a whole bunch of people who have come out and said stuff. For example, Camila Cabello. She eats a banana with every single meal, apparently.
Okay.
That's a lot. Like,
is
that's
for
a
scale?
Lot of bananas. I don't. Moving on. Taylor Swift, right? Pineapple with salt. Never heard of that.
Okay.
Do you reckon that might be a nice thing? Because I feel like my mouth gets eaten by pineapple all the time, and it hurts. But I'm like,
what do you mean your mouth?
You know
gets
how your mouth,
by,
you know the acid
like
in pineapple
and stuff. Yeah.
No. But the acid in pineapple actually like starts eroding your mouth. That's why it gets sore if you eat too much of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Put salt on it. Okay, it might be okay. Samuel L. Jackson loves a Bundaberg.
Lolly snacks on a plane.
Ginger beer.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How cool is that?
Do you know what that is? That is, he came to Australia once, had a sip, someone handed him one, he went, oh, that's not bad.
And now he gets it all the time.
No, I don't know if he does. I think that's just they're running off that.
They might. No. It says here, he is a sucker for Australia's finest Bundaberg ginger beer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So there you go. Elton John very famously loves cookies. So he has to have these cookies everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
He calls them Rocket Man cookies. Yeah. And he has given a recipe and they have reposted this recipe for the Rocket Man cookies because he likes to give the people exact instructions as to what type of cookies he likes.
Yeah, cool.
So these cookies have oatmeal flour, baking powder, cinnamon, pinch salt.
Bleh.
Why?
No, give me choc chip all day, every day.
Oh, come on now.
40%.
40%? Oh, you like the dark stuff. You mean the 40? Or do you mean having 40% worth of chocolate inside there? Oh, yeah, cool.
The chocky choc.
Both are good. Both are good.
Double C choc.
But one of the ones that was getting a bit of schlack was Rami Malek, right? Because he likes those little glasses of baby food.
Okay.
Who doesn't? If there wasn't a cost of living crisis, I'd be buying them by the slab. We grew up with them. I'm not talking like baby grew up with them. I'm talking like that was my after school snack.
What flavor?
Apple puree.
Apple puree.
Oh, okay. Man. Don't come at me with your pumpkin and that. That is all gross. It's so funny how different flavors of baby food gross me out.
Yeah.
Like I can't go anywhere near them when they're like, ooh, corn and chicken. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But if you come at me with a stewed apple,
get
out the way and give me a spoon.
Why don't you just stew a whole heap of apples? That's what you and Jimmy James do. Oh, we grow our own produce and then we boil it down and we make preserves.
Okay. I've got a whole jar of delicious preserved carrot for you. You don't want any?
But.
Okay. What about the preserved jar of mushrooms?
But. I'm going to steer clear of the mushrooms that are floating around your house. That's for sure.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, I wrote this bit as over horror because that's what you told me to write.
Mm.
And then you yelled at me and you said,
I didn't yell.
Listen.
I did say
You heard me. And you said,
I said over horror.
Please write over the horror.
Not over horror.
Okay.
But I am also over horror. And
this
is overly horrorful.
Horrifying?
Mm,
God, that does feel good when you correct someone.
Yeah, I know.
God, it feels, I like being up the top here. The air is clearer. Things taste better.
Don't get used to it, mate. Don't get used to it.
That felt good. Go on.
So yesterday...
It's pronounced yesterday.
Yesterday, it was getting ready to go to the gym and I went to my wardrobe and grabbed a basketball jersey. Like I was saying to you, one of the great incentives for me to keep going to the gym on a regular basis is the fact that I can rotate through my extensive collection of basketball jerseys.
Yeah. Do you wear something underneath or just...
No, I'll go no T-shirt underneath because I'm working out.
Working out. Everyone's got to see what you're working with.
No,
I get it.
No, it just gets... Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on people that go to the gym and wear tracksuit pants. Like, if you're working out... No, honestly, no judgment. Like, but I don't get it.
There is judgment.
No, I just don't get it because my legs get so sweaty and I think if I was sweating up a storm...
Some people have sweaty bottom quadrants and some have sweaty tops. I know. I can wear pants all the time, right? But my friend, Tanya, you know, if it hits 17.4 degrees or 14.7, she's in shorts.
Okay.
It's got to be like that all the time.
So anyway, so I wasn't wearing tracksuit pants, I was wearing shorts. But I also had put a Ben Simmons Philadelphia 76ers basketball
jersey. That's one of your new ones.
Newish, but it's not you bought me the same one but Joel Embiid the other day, right? So not the one you bought me, so I'm not going to say this is your fault. I want to say this is your fault, but I'm not going to say it's your fault. Pulled it out of the, because I wanted to wear the Embiid today, so it was yesterday the Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Pulled it out, put it on, went downstairs, and I was packing up my stuff in my gym bag, putting things in, talking to Carly. She's holding the child, Goldie, and we're having a conversation about, so we're going to do it, and I'm going to pop to the shops after the gym.
Nice.
You know, walk around with my guns out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
love that.
Yeah, they love it. They it's good when you smell too. Mm.
Yeah.
Like you're like... Come on, everyone.
It smells like a cattle yard.
Yeah.
So standing there and I'm putting my, not my wallet because I don't have one, everything else, my phone and stuff in a bag. And Kalia just starts screaming, looking at me, screaming in fear. And I'm like,
oh no, that's the worst.
What's going on? What? What? I'm like, what? What? Just what's happening? It, what's happening? She's going,
oh my God, no,
babe. And I'm like, what? And she goes, spider. And
was it behind you?
And I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, what?
Get it off me. Where? Get it off me.
Where? And she goes, it's on you.
Oh, my God. Get off, Kalia.
And it's on my chest. So where the Nike logo is on my basketball jersey. So, like, on
right
my, like,
at the top.
Yeah, so.
Above the nipple.
Above the nipple.
Like, in between neck and, oh, my
On my right-hand side. So, not my heart side. On the other side from my heart. Crawling up towards my shoulder is
my
a
God.
Big white tip or white tail or whatever you're talking about. No. I've
They're
got photos.
At the moment. They're everywhere. Why do I need to see a photo? I know what one
I've
looks
got,
like.
No, but I'll show you because I put a minty for scale. There's a there's three photos. Flick through there, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Have a look at that one. So that's zoomed in, but it's all you can see is the floorboards.
I flipped the wrong way and I, hello, Tom. These are different. Oh, man, that is a, big one.
And it was on me. So I, do you know what? My reaction is hands full with my gym bag and stuff. I start going, and Carly's like, hit it off, hit it off. Again, in the moment, we've had two times in the last 3 weeks where we've had a spider-related incident, and in the moment, my mind just goes blank, and Carly is like, do whatever about it.
Oh, man.
And so I brush it off me and it hits the floor and, you know, the rest is history. We take care of the spider.
How do you take care of the spider?
Well, I hold it by the hand.
Yeah, and lead it outside.
And I lead it outside and I give it a pat on the head.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And a chocolate biscuit.
Yeah, good.
It's in the bin.
No.
So.
It's not its fault.
So
air out your clothing, mate.
This is the same kind of spider that was. In my bedroom 3 weeks ago, and I told you about it, and was climbing up behind the pictures on the on our wall.
Yes.
This is the same type of spider that maybe a year ago, do you remember? I put on my shorts, and then I reached into the pocket, and I was like, oh, what's in my pocket? And pulled out a spider in my fingers. And I had grabbed it by the abdomen, and so its little legs were like waving around, and I threw
Okay. All right. The first spider that you had an instance with, right, did you take that by the hand and take it outside, or did you deal with
it? That's how I deal with all my spiders.
No,
is I give it a little kiss on the mouth, Rex Hunt style.
Did you deal with it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because your name is now on the spider wipe.
It's revenge.
Yeah.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Oh, mate, we've had some pretty weird combos over the time.
But you and I, sticking fat to what we believe in. If you are imitating being in an elevator.
As in you're the person that runs the elevator.
The elevator.
Like at Myers and stuff back in the day. They used to have a person that stayed in the elevator for their shift.
Yes.
And they would announce what was on each floor as you would get there.
Exactly. So if you are pretending to be one of those people and you're like level one, menswear, right?
Yeah.
Level one. If you go to level one, you say menswear.
No, you say Manchester.
No, you don't. Manchester is way higher. It's always level one, menswear.
Manchester.
No. And you always do it like that. You always go menswear.
What?
Level one, menswear.
No. Voice aside.
You've got to act. You've got to be the elevator person.
When you're being the elevator person, it's got to be Manchester for
it's
the
not.
First level.
Okay, so how? Okay, show me your imitation.
Level one, Manchester.
No, it's level one, menswear.
Why is that voice?
I don't know what to tell you, mate. But that's how you imitate being in an elevator, and everyone that ever does it like that.
You put
a poshy accent on, and you say menswear.
No.
I don't have the rules, but I know them. Okay.
You didn't know what you were saying then.
I saved it.
Level one, Manchester.
Level one, menswear.
What do you say at level one? It might not be Manchester or menswear. Could be something else. Haberdashery. I'll pay haberdashery.
No.
Because that's fun to say.
That is fun to say. Gary, we're stepping into your elevator. Where are we going?
When I used to do it to the kids, that'd be like, whatever level. Level three, men's and women's underwear going down.
Okay.
Okay.
That's another option that we
well,
that
is, so then I'm going to write that one down.
You always get a laugh.
That is a good
See, I told you this was the thing as well. You're like, this is not, and I'm like, yes, it's a thing.
What do you mean it's a thing?
When people go, when they say it posh, menswear.
He didn't say it like that.
He did. He said no, he men and women's underwear going down. Gary?
Gary, go again.
Men's and women's underwear going down.
Mm. Told ya. Yeah. Told ya.
Absolutely, you got to say it posh.
Thank you, Gary. All right. Thank you, Gary.
All right, Marzi's in Werribee. Morning, Marzi.
Morning.
Hi. Now, we're How in your you? Elevator, Marzi. What yeah. do you say?
I go, menswear.
Level one, menswear.
Level one, menswear.
Menswear. Okay.
Because they are posh.
So that's actually a little bit of you, Tom, and a little
yeah,
bit of me.
It's the middle of the road, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she says menswear, but she says it like you. Menswear.
Menswear. All right. Well, that's, what's that, one vote? I can't even.
That's all the votes to okay. me. Let's finish it off with Sarah. Sarah. From Altona Meadows.
Morning, Sarah. What do you say?
Well, always with my kids, it's always been level one, menswear.
See? Yes.
Exactly. It's always menswear.
It's
until
always...
my son decided to give it a Mortal Kombat spin, and it was always level one.
All right, that's the one. That's the one I'm going with. That's fancy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.